It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
And I'm Aaron.
And we're back here at the Lee Berry Studios.
And we're in Studio 2 of the Lee Berry Complex this week.
We are. It's a beautiful day here in the outskirts of Nashville in an undisclosed location.
It's not bad. This studio is twice the size of the other studios, and it has a huge... what is this, a table, I guess you'd say?
Yes.
And so Craig's all the way across the room.
I'm like at one of those movies where the rich guy has somebody at each end of the dining
exactly.
table. Yeah, this is how it is.
And actually, I like it better. I'm not as uncomfortable as normal because he's all the way over there.
So we once again mined the internet.
Came up with a bunch of stories.
Which we may or may not share all of during this episode. We may just save some back. That's how we are.
Yeah. For a rainy day.
But what would our stories be if we didn't have something involving either poo
right,
or a monkey? Or a monkey throwing poo.
Yeah.
Some form of those two.
That was one of the best, actually.
But we've taken it up a notch.
Now we got something even better.
We got a monkey armed with a kitchen knife.
And he's drunk.
And he's drunk. And he's chasing bar patrons around. Where do you think this happened?
This had to be somewhere like Brazil.
Yes, because you read that at the top. Firefighters were called to a bar in Brazil to remove a drunk and belligerent monkey that downed a glass of rum. He wants to fight. And armed himself with a kitchen knife.
This monkey's been watching too much TV.
I want to know why there was a kitchen knife that close to the bar.
And
in the reach of the monkey patrons.
If it was a kit, if it, our kitchen knives aren't that sharp.
And they're not there where the monkey patrons can grab them. The local fire department in Patos Paraibarpa, once again, always doing our best to pronounce everything correctly. The local fire department said they were called to a bar February 5th on the report of an aggressive monkey with a kitchen knife chasing men. Fire Department Lieutenant Colonel Saul Lorinto.
I wish we had that audio of that phone call.
That would be awesome. Said the monkey drank a glass of rum at the bar before picking up the knife and chasing after men, leaving the women alone. So the monkey wanted the women to himself.
That's it. That drunk monkey.
It was a bar staff oversight that ended with the monkey drinking some rum and taking the knife.
That must have been some rum, too, if that monkey got drunk that quick.
Locals captured video of the monkey using the kitchen knife to scratch at the bar's roof.
Actually, I saw that. I saw that video.
The monkey was captured by firefighters and released back into the wild.
Oh, that's
Wasn't
smart.
Wasn't he already in the wild?
To sleep
he
off
He was
his,
already wild.
His little hangover.
I guess so. But the mischievous, or did you say mischievous?
Mischievous.
I say mischievous a lot.
Yeah.
Mischievous, mischievous.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Whatever. He was later captured a second time for acting aggressively toward residents of
Good
homes
grief.
Near the woods.
This monkey needs to be locked up.
He really does. Local authorities said they are now working to determine whether the monkey will be released again and taken into permanent captivity. What about the fact that this monkey has a drinking problem?
That monkey needs help.
The monkey doesn't know when to stop.
You think it's a brass monkey?
I'm not singing it. So the monkey picked up a shot glass, swigged down some rum. Wiped his big old mouth and then chased after everybody with a knife.
What's this monkey doing in the bar?
That's what I was just thinking.
Obviously, he didn't have an owner there.
There's a bigger question. Yeah. So a monkey walks into a bar. I mean, why is the monkey there? Is he not with someone?
He can't be because he got on the roof. Well, they released him back into the wild.
But there.
This is some crazy bar.
We need answers.
Yeah. Okay, this next one. Oh, this is a good time for a theme song.
Okay.
So you know what that song means, right? That's our poo story theme.
It kind of. Does this really apply? You use any excuse at all to play the poo story? Song.
I really do. And this is not really a poo story. It's a toilet story.
So we may not even need the theme song.
Yeah, but
now we always need the theme song. Okay.
18-karat gold toilet is now open for public use. That means you and I could take another road trip after we get back from Fair Foods.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to get some cookie fries.
We can go deposit those on an 18 gold carat toilet.
I just want to say real quick, if that guy that owns cookie fries and all that stuff,
yeah,
if he hears this podcast,
yeah,
please send us cookie fries.
Cookie fries would be appreciated. As a matter of fact, I may reach out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him we got five listeners.
We've got a buddy that actually went there today.
Yeah, got pictures on our website to prove it. We're gonna have them on.
No, there's one already on Facebook. The 18 karat gold fully functioning toilet was.
Well, I would hope so. For 18 carats, you would hope that it would work.
Was created by Italian artist and sculptor Maurizio Catalan.
I tell you what, you're going to take a poop in his style.
I hope it's got one of those foam seats because that's going to be cold.
Wow.
Okay. It's part of an exhibit called America.
Hey, Mom, I had a dream. Is a urine in the toilet, and I'm like, Mama, what are you doing? She like, come on, this is ceramic toilet. It's no good. I said, Mom, I make you a gold one. I make an 18. No, I make an 18 karat gold for you.
It's me and Mario.
It's me and Mario, Mama. I don't know what that came.
So the exhibit called America is at the Guggenheim in New York. It's meant to remind us of the inescapable physical realities of our shared humanity. I don't even know what that sentence means.
Isn't that what's okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to make friends here in the art world because I'm not an art person. I don't get what, you know, what people call art. But isn't it always something like this that they, if they're going to commit to making something they call art, they have to have some ridiculous line like you just read that follows it. It has to have some deep rooted meaning,
right?
I tell you, there's only one thing deep rooted in that toilet.
Oh.
Family show.
The toilet is installed in the museum's fourth floor restroom, and Caitlin intends visitors to use the toilet just as they would any other facility in the building, the museum said. The toilet is also meant to represent an extravagant luxury product seemingly intended for the 1%. Those 1%.
Meanwhile, one block away, children are starving.
Business Insider reports that a security guard will be placed at the... How would you like to have that job?
Someone's going to come in there and steal the crapper.
What do you do? I guard the bathroom.
Yeah, what do you do? I'm going to be here watching this and just in case you just get back. Get back.
That's why I got this mask on, see? Yeah, and fumes killing me. Oh, it's time for another theme song.
Oh, later. Drunk guy bites friend's ear off after demanding free enchiladas from Texas restaurant, police say.
I'm not going anywhere with this guy.
No. Drunk guy bites friend's ear off after demanding free enchiladas from Texas restaurant, police say. Police in Forney said a man bit his friend's ear off during a fight around 9 p.m. Thursday outside Cowboy Chicken. The fight broke out after the man of Terrell began arguing with an employee about receiving chicken enchiladas free of charge. The man, who was reportedly drunk and had a monkey, became belligerent when he was denied free food, according to the police report obtained by this website I don't care about. When his friend removed him from the restaurant, they began fighting. Forney Police Captain Jason Ray told in Forney, when his friend removed him from the restaurant, they became the... You done? Stop.
I can't help it.
Stop. I'm going to unplug your mic. When his friend removed him from the restaurant... Maybe a cough?
I can't help it. You got me all messed up.
You're the one that's making fun of the guy's name. Okay.
Go ahead.
When his friend removed him from the restaurant, they began fighting. The man's friend ran away, and when police found him sitting on a curb, a large chunk of his ear was missing, and he had blood running down his face. The man's friend was taken to the hospital for treatment. He is not filing charges.
So this guy goes into Cowboy Chicken to get...
Cowboy Chicken!
Drunk.
Drunk Cowboy Chicken.
And he says, you give me some free enchiladas.
He walked in, got enchiladas. His friend tried to calm him down.
Yeah.
And he thanks him by biting his ear off.
Yes. Alcohol. Y'all.
What's the next story, eh?
Okay. Hey, have you ever read Pet Sematary?
No, I've read the movie.
You did? You had the subtitles on?
Yes.
I read the book, and this next story, it sounds like something Stephen King would have written.
Does it involve a zombie cat?
It's Bart, the zombie cat, adopted 2 years after digging out of its own grave. And this is in Tampa, Florida, too. This isn't like some, you know, New Zealand mate or...
Stop! It took 2 years to dig out. He had to dig out of his grave, and then nobody wanted to be around him for 2 years.
That's an adult cat now.
Yeah.
So this is in Tampa, Florida.
He's been through a lot.
September 15th.
Yeah.
According to UPI,
yeah,
a cat that dug itself out of its own grave has been officially adopted after a two-year legal battle between the Humane Society and the original owner. This story's weird already.
Well, obviously, the owner shouldn't have a say in it. They left their cat in a grave.
What if the Humane Society buried the cat and then...
Ooh.
Well, let's read. Let's see what happens. The Humane Society Tampa Bay announced Bart, the zombie cat, who was hit by a car and prematurely buried. Man, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Found a permanent home after the organization was able to legally claim ownership of him.
Wait, why wouldn't you want that to happen to you?
I don't want to be buried prematurely.
But you get to come out. And then somebody adopts you.
My brother said I'm already adopted.
That's probably true.
After 20 months in our car.
In our car.
No wonder the cat was buried.
Yeah, he was in a car for 20 months.
Dug out of its grave, can't get out of the car. After 20 months in our care, countless hours of paperwork and millions of prayers and well wishes from across the world.
That's hyperbole. There were not millions of prayers for this cat.
We finally have been legally granted ownership of Bart, the miracle cat.
Well, is it zombie cat or miracle
cat? They keep changing his name. The society announced in a press release, but he has only hours... But he was only ours for a few hours.
What?
Now I'm rhyming. But he was only ours for a few hours.
Oh, he was only ours. He belonged to them.
Right, for a few hours.
Stop saying ours.
He was only ours.
Stop!
For a few hours. As his foster family prepared to make his place in their home permanent.
Who are the Fosters?
According to Tampa Bay Times, Bart's original owner, Ellis Hudson, had his neighbor bury the cat after it had been struck by a car. So you were correct. This guy did bury a living cat.
Yeah.
5 days later, good grief, Bert dug himself out of his own grave and reappeared at Hudson's home looking for food.
And looking not very happy.
Now, if this guy had read Pet Cemetery, he would have freaked out. Because that's what happened in Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
Hudson contacted the Humane Society's Animal Hospital, where surgery was performed to repair Bart's broken jaw, remove his eye.
His eye, nothing was wrong with his eye.
We're taking that.
Just taking it.
Nurse him back to strength and health. The Humane Society revoked Hudson's custody, and he responded with a lawsuit to reclaim the ownership of the family cat. Following the ruling against Hudson, Humane Society marketing coordinator Nash McCutcheon said an anonymous longtime staffer will be Bart's new owner.
Nash McCutcheon. So,
this cat had a will to live, McCutcheon said. He was not going down without a fight. It took him months to recover. He was depressed, couldn't eat well, and a lot of other animals may have just given up.
And he had a twitch.
He did, and a patch over his eye.
You're telling me that this guy didn't know the cat was alive. It's not like the cat went into some coma state.
So this is what happened. The cat got hit by a car, and it was obviously comatose.
I guess.
So what's his name? The owner thought he was dead. So
why is this guy paying the penalty if the cat was playing dead?
That's it. So he buries the cat, and the cat stays buried 5 days, finally comes back.
How did he breathe?
Digs out. Cats don't have to breathe.
You're making crap up. You think he had the little string with the bell at the end of it?
Maybe. So he digs out of his grave, goes back to the door because he's hungry. He hadn't eaten in a week. Poor cat.
He's been breathing dirt for a week.
So the guy says, oh my gosh, takes him to the hospital, cares for the cat, and then they said,
nope, they still
can't have your cat back. As a matter of fact, we're going to take his eye.
Yeah.
So
it's an eye for an eye. And they gave him one of the doctor's eyes.
And an hour for an hour.
Stop.
So, you know.
We like pets.
I love pets.
Pets are great.
I'm an animal guy.
You know what's a really kind of a cute pet you can get?
What?
A little kind of cute little tiny pet.
Yeah.
Hamster.
Oh, I love a teddy bear hamster.
Oh, they are cute.
They're fuzzy.
Little bitty fuzzy little hamster.
Got these little bitty feet.
Well, guess what happened?
What happened?
A man called the police and reported his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, what did she do?
For overfeeding a hamster. Leaving him, wait, not just overfeeding the hamster, leaving him looking like a fat little pig. A man rang police.
That's a direct quote, by the way.
That is a direct quote. Looking like a little fat pig, a fat little pig. A man rang police.
Ring, ring.
To report. to that's what I would think. A man rang police to report that his former girlfriend. What is he? Is it former girlfriend?
Yeah, he's mad. That's what this all boils down to.
Okay, a man rang police to report that his former girlfriend had left their hamster looking like a fat little pig by overfeeding it.
It's a guinea pig.
He rang 101, whatever that is, and explained to the operator that it was his pet, but his ex-girlfriend wouldn't give him back, and she was overfeeding him.
This little thing just eats and eats.
Imagine if people who got divorces treated their kids this way. He made little Tommy fat little pig. The call was one of several released by Northumbria police in an attempt to persuade the public to stop bombarding them with unnecessarily 101 calls. So this really happened, huh? The Northumbria police operator listened sympathetically as the unnamed caller revealed me and my girlfriend. Is it properly me and my girlfriend?
No, it would be my girlfriend and I split.
Okay. We had a little English lesson there. Yeah. A little grammar lesson. As the caller revealed, as he said, me and my girlfriend split up a while ago, and she got my hamster, but she'll not give us it back. Who's us?
Maybe he's got a new girlfriend.
Or another hamster. I know it sounds daft, but it's my little hamster.
Oh, man.
I don't want to cause any trouble whatsoever. She'll not give us it back because she says I look after it better than you, but it's ended up looking like a fat little pig.
So she's saying I feed it.
I'm feeding
it.
And yeah, not being disrespectful to the hamster. He was my pride and joy. He doesn't hurt the hamster's feelings because hamsters' lives matter.
Yeah.
I need to throw that in. I'm gonna run that one back just in case we get letters. Not being disrespectful to the hamster. He was my pride and joy. I need him back now. He has only got a couple of years left in him because they only live so long, and I love him.
They only live a couple of years.
I know, and he loves him. The man was politely informed that it wasn't a police matter. Other time-wasting calls include a woman who rang to say she had been sold an overspiced hamburger, a man who tied his finger to his overflowing toilet with a shoelace, a call asking police to come and catch a spider, a woman who claimed she had been overcharged at the supermarket. One person even called to report an overly friendly dog. The force says it receives a million calls a year to the non-emergency 101. But this says if it's the non-emergency, then what? It's not like.
Yeah. I think that may be the emergency.
No, because it said the guy rang up 101, and they're saying down here that 101 is the non-emergency number.
Well, then.
Then why don't they get over it?
That's a non-story. Go get the hamster and give it back to him.
Give this fat little pig back. Anyway, next story. Are we done with stories now?
Yeah, you know what time it is. We missed this last week, by the way, and I had a complaint about that.
What? Oh, that.
Yeah, top 10 list.
Top 10 list.
Okay, we're going to do it a little different this week.
Let's do it.
So this is the top 10 funniest movies as rated by Splitsider.com. And I'm going to play a clip of the top 10 funniest movies, and I want you to try to guess what movies.
Not you, the listener, me, the co-host.
Right. This is for Craig. Okay, here goes first
one. What do I win if I get it right?
First one. Ready?
There's a lot of static.
There is a lot of static.
Wayne, what do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're going to hurl?
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
Movie?
That's Wayne's World.
That was number 10, which I disagree with. I mean, it was a funny movie.
It was funny.
Okay. Number 9. You ready for number 9?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Lay it on me. Here goes number 9.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
Movie?
Ghostbusters.
That one's obvious.
I feel like I'm listening the whole movie. How long is that clip?
I don't know, too long. That one was obvious, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, the number 8 funniest movie, according to Splitsider.com.
Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early. I
got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose
one of my all-time favorite movies.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
absolutely love Office Space.
Office Space was their
number Office Space
eight.
Should have been down the list a little closer to one. It's such a great movie.
That's a very funny movie. Okay, number seven.
Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please. Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it one of the airplane movies?
Nope.
UHF?
Nope.
Sounded
10 seconds.
Do I get a second clip?
No, that one only had one.
I don't know what that is.
Anchorman.
I've never seen it. That's why I couldn't answer it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I couldn't answer it.
Oh, you
and
know
And UHF is sounding kind of like the dog segment
yeah.
with the
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the sixth funniest movie.
It doesn't count if I never saw the movie.
Well, you should have seen that. Okay, number six. This is the sixth funniest movie, according to SplitSider.com.
Let's talk about your reviews a little bit regarding Intravenous to Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry. Well,
that's nitpicking, isn't it?
Spinal Tap?
Yep.
Okay.
I got one more for Spinal Tap. I didn't think you'd get it.
Well, this is special, too, you see. Look, see? Still got the old tagger on it. So you never even played it. See?
You just bought it?
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I was just pointing at it.
Don't point, even.
Don't even point.
No. It can't be played. Never. I mean,
can I look at it?
No. No, you've seen enough of that one.
Okay. Spinal Tap, got that one.
All right, number five. This is the fifth funniest movie.
A former Grangekeeper now. About to become the master
Caddyshack.
Champion.
Very good, yeah.
It's in the hole!
Yeah, I think if I answer them, you can stop it.
Fourth funniest movie.
Okay.
Number four. See if you can guess this one.
Okay.
I'm hitchhiking. How far are
the
you
jerk.
Going? St. Louis, how far are you going? To the end of this fence?
Okay.
Okay!
I'm Nathan Johnson.
Love the jerk.
I'm Nathan Johnson. What's your name, sir? Okay.
Okay.
What number is that, four?
Yeah, it's number four.
Thanks for the company. I hope I can repay you someday.
All right, the third funniest movie, according to Split Sider.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Blazing Saddles.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes. All right, the number two funniest movie.
How soon can you land? I can't tell. You can tell me, I'm a doctor. No, I mean, I'm
airplane.
Just not sure. Or can't you take a guess? Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours.
So good. And also from the same movie.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley.
Okay. All right, the number one funniest movie.
Okay.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Raising Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, then.
My all-time favorite.
So I've actually only missed one, and I didn't see the
That's
movie.
That's exactly it. But I kind of figured that because you're smart and you watch movies, so I've got a couple of bonuses.
Okay. What do I win if I get them?
These are some of my favorite funny movies.
Okay.
All right.
And what's this about a doctor's appointment? You're always going to the doctor.
You should know
this.
I don't
feel good.
So what? You think I feel good?
Oh, is it Princess Bride?
Nope.
Nobody feels good.
Wait.
After childhood, it's a fact of life. I feel rotten. So what? I don't let it bother me. I don't let it interfere with my job.
I have no idea.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, you know, that is, but you know, in all fairness, I've not seen that since the theater, but I do love that movie.
Okay, try this one. See if you can guess this one.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
That's another one of my favorites.
Play that again.
You know what the difference is between you and me?
Oh, that's... It's Will Smith.
Yep.
This look good.
Is it Independence Day? No, yep. No, we said comedies, right?
Yep, comedy.
Dude, I don't...
Men in Black.
Men in Black, yeah.
One.
Hey, I should know that, too.
Sir?
I love Men in Black 3, by the way.
Still got that smell.
Okay, one more time, because you were talking over that
Yeah.
one.
This the new card in, sir? Oh, it certainly is, officer. Still got that smell.
One more time.
This the new card in, sir? Oh, it certainly is, officer. Still got that smell.
Fargo.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one so long.
That's a great one. Now this
I
one
we did comedies.
If you don't
I thought
get
these
this,
were supposed to be comedy.
That was a comedy.
Well,
oh yeah,
matter of opinion.
Comedy,
dark comedy.
Got one more, and if you don't get this one, I'm going to be angry.
You work for the railroad, Grandpa?
I work for no man.
Got a name?
Oh, brother?
I have no name.
Correct, but listen.
Well, that right there may be the reason you've had difficulty finding gainful employment. You see, part of competitive commerce.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Very good, yes.
I didn't do too bad considering.
You did good.
I hadn't seen Joe since the 80s or whenever it came out, 90, whatever. And I haven't seen Fargo since it came out.
You need to see Fargo again because it's one of the funniest movies ever.
It's a dark comedy.
It is a very dark comedy, but boy, I
don't think it's meant to be a knee slapper.
Well, whatever. Hey, you want to do this one? Let's do one more story. You know what you can do now if you have a phone, Craig?
Call people.
You can call France and speak. Guess what? Speak to a random French.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, bonjour. France speaking. It's not a joke. It's for real, promises the very French woman in the advert. It's the first phone number that connects anyone in the world with France. The French number, as the initiative has been called, follows a similar service launched in Sweden earlier this year. The idea is that for the price of an international call, people from a selection of 100 countries can dial France using the same number, and they will get connected via a switchboard to a random French volunteer somewhere in France.
They must not have a lot going on in France.
So you dial the number, and in a matter of minutes, you'll actually be talking to a blanking French, she says, before excusing herself with a pardon my French.
Clever girl.
And then it's up to you as a tourist to find out more. A restaurant recommendation? A place to get a view in Paris? Where to go for the weekend? Should I really eat snails? Those authentic French people on the other end of the line will hopefully be able to help you.
What if you can ask them if they hate Americans?
You want to try it?
What? Do it.
Let's see if we can. We're going to call France. So it's got. It says plus.
No, it's just dial those numbers.
Okay. Here we go. We're calling France.
Welcome to the French number. You're about to be connected to a random French person.
Nice.
This call may be recorded.
Okay.
I know it is.
Hey, look at that. I've never talked to somebody in another country.
This is going to be fun.
Ask me if...
06-98-27-05-80. Merci de laisser un message après le bip sonore. Une fois votre message enregistré, vous pouvez raccrocher ou taper dièse pour le modifier.
Will we get the recording?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't speak French.
Is this a French person? This is a lousy.
This is not very much fun.
Not very good.
We weren't talking to any blank in French.
Hey, at least we called France.
We did call France, and that rounds out the show.
We called France on our podcast.
That's nice. Not everybody can say they called France on their podcast.
That's true.
I wanted to ask them if they had French fries.
Oh, I was going to ask about
or
the snails.
Or French bread.
Maybe we'll try it again next time.
Or French toast. All right, that does it for another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
I think it's been a great show, Craig. We called France. We had movie clips. We had strange stories.
A lot of strange stories.
And we wrapped it all up in, you know, around 30 minutes.
And we had a drunk monkey.
And the drunk monkey in the stories.
Oh, now the drunk monkey's got to be there.
But thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to like us on Facebook, Two Middle-Aged Dudes.
Tell your friends.
Rate us and review us, please.
Please.
On iTunes. And come back.
Well, iTunes, Google.
Yeah, but
Stitcher, any of those places that'll let you, you know,
that'll rate. Let you rate. Yes.
I don't even know, but at the very least, please go to iTunes and rate us,
please.
We're not begging. I mean, we're totally begging, but
we need that. Actually, it would help us out a lot, and we would appreciate it. Oh, and I promised that we would talk about our contest. We're going to have more information on the contest coming up next Friday, not this Friday. We're having a special episode next Friday because it's National Podcast Day, September
and
the 30th.
We didn't just make that up either.
No, that's a real deal. It's been happening for 3 years now. So check back on National Podcast Day, Friday the 30th, and find out how you could win a Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone t-shirt of your very own.
Sounds good. Later.
It's Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.